Thank you for calling customer support. This is Don speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes, sir. I have a charge on my credit card that I do not recognize, so I'm calling to try and clarify what it may be. I believe my card may have been hacked, so I'm trying to verify this information.
Okay. May I ask for your zip code to get your account located?
17067.
And that was 17067?
Correct.
Thank you. And could you verify your first and last name, please?
I will give you my first name, but not my last name. My first name is Russell.
Thank you. And could you verify your shipping address?
It's Myerstown, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And not the city you live in, sir, your shipping address.
I understand that you're asking, but I'm also, in respect, sir, I'm trying to be very limited on what information I'm giving in this search process because I believe I've been hacked, so now I'm pretty hesitant about giving out information.
Okay, and that I do understand. However,
is there another way to track it?
Yes,
the last four numbers of the credit card?
Yes, sir. I just assume that that would be a little more revealing than revealing the shipping address, being that you mentioned the scenario you were in. Could you verify the last four of the card?
2191.
Thank you. Hold one brief moment, please.
Sure. Thank you.
All right, so it looks like back on March 12th, an account was opened with us in regards of a set of Melody Pods and a Melody Watch. Now, those are ordered initially for $5.97. Those were the shipping and handling costs. Due to the fact that you had to get the product... Can you hear me?
Yeah, you said something about product?
Yes, sir. Due to the fact that you had got the product under a 14-day trial, you were only held accountable for the shipping and handling costs for the first 14 days. Once that 14-day trial expired, however, you were then billed the retail price of the product as explained in the initial terms of conditions. At the initial checkout, there was a box stating that you agreed to the website's terms, and by checking that box, we were under the impression that you were well aware of the terms of conditions.
No, I mean, I don't do Apple Watches or smartwatches or whatever. I mean, and as far as I pull this up as Rarity Nature as beauty products under the, if I had the correct website, going by the name of the company and the phone number on my charge statement. And I guarantee you, I'm not much of a beauty person, so that doesn't ring a bell either.
Yes, sir, and that I do understand. Give me one moment, please, and I'll see what I can further do to assist, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. All right, so just to verify, did you receive those products initially?
No, sir. I'm trying to figure out what all this stuff is. But I have to admit, though, I have like five charges here that don't make sense. And I believe my card was hacked. You're now the second business I'm calling. The first one just revealed that, yeah, that was a hack and yada, yada, yada. So I'm going down the list. I'm trying to contact the companies to understand what it was and make reparations appropriate, if possible, by dealing directly with the vendor, which is what you're supposed to do, I guess. And then I will call my credit card company and I'll have my card canceled and reissue me a new one.
Okay. Well, give me one moment, please, okay?
Sure. Da, da, da.
All right, so being that you're not the one who placed the initial order, nor did you receive the products, what I'll go ahead and do is get you transferred to our fraud department to see if we can work out a refund of some sort. We do take fraud very seriously here, that wait time will be anywhere between 1 to 3 minutes, okay?
No problem. Appreciate it. And your name, sir?
My name is Don.
Don. Oh, that's right. You
yes,
said
sir.
It when you first got on. You're very good about that. Thank you.
No problem, Mr. Russell. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.